Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I enjoy being with you every week. I'm usually sipping some coffee on the porch of my little cabin out here behind the house, and usually I have a campfire going, but it's getting warm enough now where we don't really need a campfire. You may hear some rain hitting the metal roof of this old, I got a little metal roof over my porch out here. Raining a little bit, good day to sit back, sip some coffee, listen to Western Swing and other things, and visit with all of you nice folks. Let's talk turkey today. Turkey season is going strong. The leg and thigh, the dark meat of wild turkeys, a lot of hunters do not know what to do with it. It makes excellent fajitas. I've actually just cooked a pot of gumbo this past week. You can cook those legs and the thighs tender. The whole key is cooking them at lower temperatures, say 200 degrees, maybe 225, in moisture. You can put them in a crock pot overnight. They'll get very tender too. But that turkey drumstick of a wild turkey has about 10 or 12 ligaments there, and a lot of people, that throws them off. They don't know they think they've got to cook those tender. But after you cook the turkey leg tender, you can just take your fingers and pull the meat right off the bone. And that's what I did. I used my Smoking Tex electric smoker, and I smoked these things for about an hour uncovered, and then I wrapped them in foil, put some olive oil on them and some Tony Satchery's Cajun seasoning. The ultimate goal on these was gumbo. But I took the meat, shredded it up really good, put in a skillet with all the gumbo ingredients, the vegetables, I made about a gallon and a half, just about a gallon and a half of this wild turkey gumbo. Boy, was it good. But the whole key is to take your vegetables, your celery, your peppers, your onions, and your okra. And after that meat has sautéed there, and, with your Cajun seasonings, your Zatarain's or Tony Satchery's, after it's I use a big, thick-walled Dutch kettle to cook it. I'll put all those vegetables in except the okra and let those kind of wilt down. They'll kind of get cooked down, reduced at least 50% in the volume. And at that point, I'll put in some tomatoes. Actually, on this last batch of smoked wild turkey gumbo, I used a couple of quarts of tomatoes that I canned last summer. But you can use any kind of tomatoes, just two or three cans of tomatoes, diced, chopped up. It doesn't matter because it's all going to cook apart anyway. But put the tomatoes in there with your gumbo vegetables and, stir that around you're not going to need to put your roux in until all that is incorporated and started to get tender. And I used instant roux. Tony's Satchery's makes an instant roux that's awesome. No need to put all that oil and flour in the gumbo. Just use some dry, inexpensive roux that comes in a shake container there. So you put your roux in there and stir it around a little bit. Wait until the last 30 minutes of cooking to add your okra, because okra has a tendency to thicken things up a whole lot, and the one thing you don't want to do is scorch the gumbo. So you might want to put a couple of bottles of 16-ounce bottle or 12-ounce bottles of water in as you go. Just make sure you don't cook it down to where it would scorch. That's the whole key right there. So after it's all done, the last thing you want to do is add some filet. Cajun gumbo is not Cajun gumbo without filet. And filet is basically just finely powdered sassafras roots. So doctor it up with some filet, stir it up, and taste it. If it doesn't taste just right, if you need more spice to it, put some more Zatarain, the dry seasoning, or some Tony Satchery's in it, to where it's just like you want it. Serve it with a bowl of rice, folks. Some very good eating. We're out of time for today's show. I really enjoyed being with you. Tune in next week. We'll have some more fun.